Hey guys, I do not know how much you're gonna be able to hear me. I'm outside, it's raining, and I'm under a carport, and I've had a really, really shitty day, and I have not sung in weeks, at least. I don't know, maybe it's been over a month now, I'm honestly not sure. I have not played my ukulele in a long time, and that's for a lot of reasons, but I'm gonna play it right now for the first time, and I'm gonna stick to my comfort songs. Obviously, I haven't learned anything new, so I don't know. This might be a complete mess. I don't know how much I'm gonna remember, and I'm probably gonna sound like shit, but I feel really, really bad right now. God, I'm getting, like, emotional. I feel really shitty right now. And I figure the least I can do is try to make something good right now while I'm feeling bad. Use the hand you've been dealt, right? This is the hand I've been dealt, and I'm gonna record something with it. Okay. Pick it up. Pick it all up. Start again. Got a second chance, you could go home. Escape it all, it's just irrelevant. Just medicine. It's just medicine. That you were when you met me. You've got a warm heart, you've got a beautiful brain, but it's disintegrating. From all the medicine. I don't even feel like finishing that song. I feel like I sound so terrible. And I have other songs in my brain, I know, but like I literally just can't remember any of them. I don't remember the verse order for this song, but I'm gonna try it anyway. I never thought that you would be the one to hold my heart. But you came around and you knocked me off the ground from the start. Put your arms around me. I believe that it's easier for you I don't think that's the right one. Is it? Sure, I'll try it. The world is coming down on me, and I can't find a reason to be loved. I never wanna leave you, but I can't make you bleed if I'm alone. I hope that you see. Oh, Jesus Christ Superstar. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know if I'm gonna post this. Gosh, I don't want to be, like, one of those personalities who just, like, post themselves crying and having mental breakdowns. That's really not what I want to be. But, I mean, here I am recording something, and I'm not crying anymore. It comes and it goes. It's very sporadic. But yeah, here I am recording something. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I don't even know if I remember the lyrics to this. Short steps, deep breaths, everything is alright. Chin up, I can step into the spotlight. She said, no. I'm sad. I don't remember the chords, never mind. Man. This is one of those storms that I'm afraid is gonna bring in bugs because they're trying to seek shelter from the flood. I don't want to sing that, never mind. I was about to sing, I Do Adore by, is that Ingrid Michaelson? Ingrid, I think so, yeah. My brain is so, like, foggy right now, just, it's difficult for me to think straight, but music has a way of putting things in order sometimes, usually, at least, at the very least, it distracts me. I pictured our apartment in the middle of Brooklyn. The bedroom, how the floor's still a mess. I pictured your office, Midtown Manhattan. I pictured you walking in, I bet you're late again. Put your makeup straight, and you're smiling. I had lunch starting to get splashed with water. I'm gonna move back a little bit. I'm gonna take you guys with me. Just a little bit further into the carport. I don't want my ukulele to get wet. I don't mind getting wet. But, you know, instruments. It's actually lightened up a little. There we go. Sound quality is probably a little bit improved here. My neighbors have a super loud, like, air conditioning unit that I'm right next to as well, so if you hear just huge, like, buzzing, that's what that is. Oh. That in tune. While I powder my nose, he will powder his gums, and if I try to get close, he's already gone. Don't know where he's going, I don't know where he's going. I think that's... I'm not gonna... Oh, sorry, that was probably loud. I'm not gonna play anymore. But... I hope the audio doesn't peak too much in this. I wouldn't be surprised if it did, though. I feel very paranoid right now. Like, I keep looking behind me and feeling like someone's gonna be watching me. I feel like I'm being watched. Yep, I just feel like overall paranoid. There's literally no reason for me to feel like this. And God, I don't know. I want to talk to you guys, but I just don't know where to start or like what I should say. I guess just sometimes I what am I saying? Jesus, I need to get my head, I need to get my ears out of a waddle. I feel really shitty right now, and I'm just the sum of so many little memories, you know, all of us are. And it's just a damn shame. I feel like I've been given so much good. I've been given so many good memories and so many good moments in my life. And this is what I'm making of them. Like this moment, me right here, like crying. It makes me feel so bad that I can't always like live all the good that I've been given, you know? Because I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, but I'm acting ungrateful just by virtue of like feeling bad, which maybe sounds illogical or is illogical. It's probably illogical, but that's how I feel, man. And feelings suck. I also just feel like reality is so flexible, you know? Like, even though I know objectively I have all these good memories in my head and good moments that I can look back on, I don't feel like they're real right now because I feel so bad. And because I'm in such a bad place, all I can think about are all of the bad things that have happened to me. All of the bad things that I've been through, which isn't like more than any other... Sorry, my throat is like tightening up. I haven't been through any more, or like an extraordinary amount. You know, I've been through like a normal amount of shittiness, and that's all I can dwell on. And it feels like that's all that's real. It feels like all of that is creating who I am in this moment. And tomorrow, or maybe like in a few hours, or maybe I'll be here for a long time and it'll take like a week or a month or like however long, soon enough I know I'll be in a better mood. And it'll be like all that bad stuff never even happened. And then it'll come back again another time, and it's like, what's real? Does it matter? Am I, like, I feel like I'm an inconstant thing. Like, all that's real is how we perceive the world. It's just arbitrary. Like, right now, I can't choose to look at all the good stuff and feel better. I can't. I mean, fuck. That sounds like one of those I can'ts that's like, don't say I can't. Because maybe if you just said you could, then it'd be real. But I've tried. I've tried making that my reality. Like, convincing myself that everything is fine. God, sounds like that fucking meme. But it doesn't work. Like, sometimes it works, and that's great. But, like, it's not a lot. This audio is a mess. I think the benefit, if any, of me posting this is just forces me to be honest with myself. I am getting bitten up right now. It forces me to listen to myself and be honest with myself. And honestly, I like watching people break down on the internet. I know it's trashy content, but it makes me feel better because it makes me feel like I'm not alone whenever I see someone who's going through whatever I'm going through. So, if you're going through something like this, then we can feel like shit together. Okay. I'm gonna stop recording. Have a good night, everyone. Well wishes.